Position number 13923, reel 5.
Why did the Americans take him away in an ambulance, Tex?
He was taken away, obviously, because he'd no crutches or anything like that. Funny enough, the Japanese didn't make him work either in the dockyard. He never worked. But he basically got no food. We had to make... Yeah, everybody had to go sort of put a little bit in to make his ration up for the day, because it was a case of no work, no food.
Did Tex get VD?
We don't know, you see. I mean, he was taken away. When we got to Tokyo, they put him in an ambulance straight away, and off he went onto a hospital ship.
Has your experience as a Far East POW left with you with any bitterness towards the Japanese?
Not, well, I think what it is, the old mind's a bit clever, isn't it? It sort of dims everything. It comes out when you get a gang of us together and we start, somebody says, remember poor old so-and-so, you know, and then it all comes back then. But, I mean, as an individual, I think, as a matter of fact, quite last November, I went to the Armistice Day service at Stratford-on-Avon. And there were about 30 Japanese outside the St. Mary's Church there, which is a big church. And, of course, there was quite a parade going into the church. And it was fairly obvious they were completely puzzled by this thing, because you've got, you know, the Lord Mayor, the usher in his big medieval costume, and you've got the army lads, you've got all our lads with the medals on them, I think or other. And they were taking photographs like mad, everybody got a camera. And I'm quite certain these young Japanese just hadn't got a clue what was going on. I don't think they wouldn't know. Then this is rather strange, because it brings it back to, as you know, we've tried to claim compensation off the Japanese government, but so far it's been hopeless. Nothing's happened, and I don't think it will happen. But we keep trying anyway. Now this is very weird. This is. 3 or 4 months ago, 2 young Japanese lawyers wrote to the Japanese labour camp survivors' place in London and offered to take up this challenge of compensation with the Japanese government, and they didn't want it paying for it. They wanted to get all the prisoners' compensation, and they were going to do it free of charge. Now, whether that's going to have any effect, we don't know. But apparently there is quite a movement amongst the youngsters in Japan.
Oh, I can speak.
No. These two don't want any money to do it. If we get some money, they want something like, you know, £5 each off every survivor. But they're after about £5,000 or £6,000 a piece, you see. So virtually they're doing it for nothing. But there is a feeling apparently in Japan amongst the youngsters that they're ashamed of what's happened. They've already paid. There were Korean girls forced into army brothels. They've already paid them £20,000 each compensation, which is rather let the cat out of the bag on this question of, you know, they don't pay compensation because they've already done it now.
So has doing this interview with me today brought it back and made you feel bitter towards the Japanese?
Not particularly, no. No, I think it's a case of old. You slowly get used to it, you know. It's as I say, the danger is getting amongst. I've got an old pal in South Wales who was with me all the time, so he had the same treatment as me. But he's astonishingly bitter. If he rings me up once a week, and you know, we go through this hate the Japanese effort for at least half an hour. I mean, I know him well enough to tell him to shut up, you know, and tell me what the news is locally. How's the rugby going on? But no, he's got to drum onto this hatred, you see.
Have you suffered any lasting ill effects?
Well, I've got a war pension, which I went to Woolwich to that Queen Elizabeth place, and they gave me, I had a week down there, they tested me for tropical diseases and one thing or another, and that was that. And then they wrote and said, you're not, you're reasonably fit for your age, but we feel you should have some compensation. And they gave me, what was it, £4,400 compensation, but no pension. Well, you can appeal, you can't do anything then for 4 years, and then you can make a further appeal. So the next time, after 4 years, I made another appeal, and this time I didn't have to go to London or anywhere. The local DHSS doctors in Birmingham examined me, and of course they got all your records there from Woolwich, they got my own doctor's records. And it's just one of these things. I've only seen a doctor once with an illness since I came home, and I had 3 months of a very bad tonsillitis, but nothing else, except that about once a month or say every 6 weeks, I would have a terrible sweating effort for the last 2 or 3 days, which they put down to malaria. But that started in 1946, and it's only... I haven't had one, touch wood, for the last 2 years. So whatever it was, has gone out of my system now.
Have you had any psychological effects?
No, not really. Not really.
No nightmares or anything of that kind?
One or two, but they weren't real screaming nights. Some of the lads do. Some of the lads have some terrible nightmares. One of my pals tried to strangle his wife one night. Well, he swears it was a nightmare about Japanese... But we pull his leg and say he was going to do it anyway, you know. But apparently he was screaming in Japanese to her and trying to strangle her. And that's happened to him several times in the last 2 years. So obviously something's got at him. I've only ever dreamed about it once. And it was nothing horrific about it at all. I was getting into trouble on this ship building it. I can't even tell you what it was about. I could see one of the Jap civilians' face as plain as anything. But that's all there was. The wife said I'll shout out occasionally in the night, but I mean, that can be indigestion or something. She can't understand what I say, so obviously I'll shout it in Japanese, but it doesn't seem to affect me at all.